Hello, welcome to episode 8 of the Heroes Direct podcast. This week we will be Ragnar rocking the microphones for a Thor review.
That pun was fantastic.
off the cuff as well. Don't know. Didn't think about it, just did it. It kind of worked.
Ragnar rock and roll.
There we go. That will do, I guess, won't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
it sums up. We're going to speak about the third, maybe the last, I don't know, probably not the last now, Thor movie.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't know, I kind of thought, especially with like Iron Man stopping at 3, that they'd just do a trilogy and then just kind of bring the characters back for other stories and obviously like the Avengers. But
yeah, that kind of makes sense. Although if Mark Ruffalo has anything to do with it, the news may have been leaked already because he wants Thor 4 to be announced with Taika Waititi, according to Twitter.
Well, then again, the director said he'd do another one. And I mean, it's just kind of, it has breathed a new life into the franchise, rightly or wrongly. It is like a new approach to it. So while Ragnarok did kind of honour the movies before it, it also, to me at least, kind of felt brand new.
Yeah, it was definitely a different direction from the sort of epic style of the previous two films. Blending sort of the cosmic side of the Marvel Universe together with Thor and Asgard and the sort of mythic aspects to it.
I think I saw it titled on Twitter somewhere as Asgardians of the Galaxy, which does really sum it up perfectly. It sums it up well.
I think it's a pretty accurate description. Even if, personally, I think the two tones clash a little too much for my liking.
So the humorous tone and the kind of epic tone known from the first two movies, do you mean?
No. I liked the humour to it. I think, you know, Taika Waititi's style, signature style, works well in the Marvel Universe, for sure. What I didn't like was the fact that they tried to smash the cosmic side with the epic, almost Lord of the Rings aspect,
right?
If that makes sense, together. Because I feel like Marvel have recognised that Guardians of the Galaxy is pretty popular, to say the least. The Guardians of the Galaxy's humour was pretty, you know, it's pretty much landed the mark.
Yeah.
And they've realised that the previous two Thor films weren't that successful.
Nope.
In terms of the other MCU movies. So I feel like they've used those two combinations to try and give this a new life, and it has. But I think when it started with Asgard and then jump into Doctor Strange, which was kind of like Avengers, and then jump into, you know, the cosmic side, I think it bounced around too much for my liking.
Personally. No, that's fair enough. And I mean, I don't know. It's kind of, it's like, imagine Batman versus Superman being as dark as it is and as kind of epic scale as it is, and then Justice League being a straight up comedy. It just
exactly,
wouldn't work. Yeah. Whereas introducing elements of humor, so like a humorous character such as the Flash, will add a sprinkling of humor and lighten the tone a bit. But you can tell from the trailers, it's still carrying on with the same tone really as BVS.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the other two Thor movies were funny in places, in a style that MCU movies usually are. You know, the quippy one-liners and the visual gags, whereas Ragnarok was just completely off the wall, batshit crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did like it, but I think they tried to do different, and that's fine, and I appreciate that, but I think they went too different.
In terms of story, do you think it was a solid story, or do you reckon it was just rather basic? They kind of pinched it sometimes and just in way of humor. So like the story fell victim to the humor that was added, or do you reckon it worked?
I think it definitely bowed to the humor rather than the other way around. I think the plot started off, I really enjoyed it, with Hela and Surtur and Scourge all being on the other side of Asgard and villains of the movie. I really enjoyed it. I wasn't sold on Hela in the first trailers for Thor. And then as soon as Cape Blanchett strutted onto the screen, I was sold. She was a great villain. And yeah, she just owned every minute of screen time she had. But it's when they throw Thor over and try to blend Planet Hulk in, which I don't think worked very well, but that's whole that I just felt like the people laugh rather than keep them invested in the story and the actual threat of the film. Because Planet Hulk's this huge, huge, huge storyline. And they gave it all of 15 minutes of Gladiator Hulk. And then the rest of it was the whole developing Hulk's character as his own person and Banner. And then it wasn't really Planet Hulk anymore. I know it wasn't meant to be a Planet Hulk movie. I understand that completely. But it just felt like, oh, if you're going to do some of it, do it properly. I don't know. I just think they wanted to do Guardians with Thor, and if they wanted to do that, they should have just done it.
I know what you're saying.
So.
So, picking up on your comments on Hela, me personally, I think she ranks very near the top of the Marvel Cinematic Universe villains. Though it's not really like a been a high bar that has been set so far. So, I mean, it's not really saying too much that she's one of the best. But where do you think she ranks amongst Loki, Ultron,
I would
and that
agree.
lot?
I would definitely agree. I think completely. But she just, like, everything about her commands. She visually owns it. The dialogue she has, even just her presence as she's walking around, just completely owns it. Even the later connections to Thor and Odin and everybody else, which, I thought was a really interesting take. I didn't expect that twist to come.
Let's fucking spoil it. She is Thor and Loki's sister. There we
Yeah,
go.
I liked that twist. I thought it worked pretty well, and I think much better to really personally tie it into the main hero than Ultron, who is made out of vibranium and is an Infinity Stone. But yeah, he's not an Infinity Stone, he's an AI. It was just it was weird. It was weird. I didn't like it. But Hela, yeah, owned it
Is
completely.
she the
Loved
best
it.
MCU villain so far?
No.
There is.
No. Baron Zemo.
I'm fully behind that. I think that's not a very popular take, actually. Not like that opinion is not one that's taken up by many people, but the what he did was
No.
fucking clever.
No costume needed. Just all brains. Loved it. Loki's great and all, but he's not exactly a villain
No,
anymore, is
and
he?
plus, like, and I never felt like they defeat the Avengers, like Loki and the Chitauri and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas Hela, I genuinely thought she would destroy Asgard, and in a sense, that happened. Obviously, it was out of
Yeah.
her hands and stuff like that, but it happened. And I mean, I could see her coming back. We didn't see her die, so her assuming the role of Death in Infinity War. That would be fucking incredible, in my opinion.
Yes,
I
please.
if they do that, and I mean, they're gonna have to do that now, or else I will probably cry.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Do you think Cate Blanchett would sign on to a cinematic universe that is proven to make lots and lots of money and watched by billions of people for one film?
You want my honest answer? Yeah, I
Yeah.
do. Because
Do you
I
really?
do. I think she would do that because she says as. Comments before about not being any like female villains at all, and she needs to kind of open the floodgates for that. She needs to prove that there is a place for female villains in superhero movies in
Okay,
general. So,
and what better way to do
yeah,
that
that's fair
than
enough.
be in Infinity War, and be able to make various appearances and not just, oh, remember that one time that Cate Blanchett was in a Marvel movie? No, fuck that. How about in this film that Cate Blanchett made an appearance, or in this one? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that'd be good. Like Loki's done that, hasn't he? Kind of like that, but
Exactly. Pie Loki off and have Hela.
yeah, I'm in favor of that decision, really. I think,
Okay, I like Tom Hiddleston, but
yeah,
come on, she killed it.
with Thanos and his bunch of goons, stuff like that. I just is it the Black Order? the Black
Yes.
Order. I just feel like it's too much to juggle there, including like Hela and Thanos' love for her and stuff like that, and because they'd have to obviously explore that a bit and then establish all of these heroes coming together. I mean, in the teaser, you saw fucking Thor land on the Milano. Like, what are the chances of that? Like, they do need to establish good reasons for these relationships coming about and everyone teaming together. So I think adding Hela to that mix would be too much. Whereas if she's included in the Avengers 4, so the untitled sequel to Infinity War, then maybe so.
Maybe, maybe.
I just think
But
it need a hell of a lot of establishing.
hey, I see what you did there. Well, in that respect, wouldn't that be a great way of tying that into the Guardians?
Yeah.
Say, I don't know, Hela comes back and mounts an attack on Xandar, say.
That could work.
And then Thor gets blasted into the Milano as Milano leaves. I don't know, maybe I'm just I would love to see more of Hela in the Marvel Universe.
Well, I'll forward you Kevin Feige's email and you can pitch the
Cheers.
story.
Thanks.
Nah, I've pitched many a times. No, I don't know. I just so in general, I am very, very happy with Thor Ragnarok in terms of enjoyment factor. I think each main character was given a
Yeah.
decent enough role. I think characters such as Warriors 3 and Odin deserved a bit more time, especially the Warriors 3. They were literally killed off within like 3 seconds each.
Was that a cameo
Besides that,
appearance
I was
from
happy.
them? I mean, yeah, I was disappointed that they literally walked on, got killed, and that was it. I
Yeah.
was like, oh, okay. So that was the thing. Also, where was Sif?
Yeah, well,
Come on.
she was
Come on.
filming
More
Blindspot,
representation.
is what Sif was doing. So they'll probably just say,
Yeah,
well, we know
exactly.
she's okay traveling to Earth. She's appeared in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. twice. So I mean, I guess if they were to reintroduce her, they'd just go, oh yeah, well, I was on Earth and now I'm back. What the fuck's happened here? But the thing is, she hasn't even got anything to go back to besides a spaceship. And how the hell will she find that?
True.
Another big
Not
spoiler there.
sure.
Asgard is destroyed and the Asgardians just live on a ship.
They are
Might as well
refugees
just go to Earth. Just
floating through
go to
space.
Earth, have Thor base there all the
May
time.
as well. It's like that happens in the comics or something. Funny that.
They should probably follow the comics. But no, I'm happy with it. I mean, it's not my favorite Marvel Cinematic Universe movie. I think it's the most entertaining. Maybe bar the first Guardians of the Galaxy, because that caught me by surprise, and I am in love with that movie. But I'd say it's in the top or second tier. But the thing is, like, that sounds bad, but the top tier is so fucking good with Winter Soldier and First Avengers and everything like that. It is a
Yeah.
solid set of movies. So it sounds like I'm doing it a disservice by placing it there, but that's me holding it in a really high regard.
Yeah. I think the way I'm gonna kind of rate it is, would I go see this at the cinema
Yeah.
again? And the answer is no.
Oh, really?
I've seen it. It was entertaining for 2 hours. I don't regret going to see it. Like I say, I enjoyed it, and it was funny. There were some cool moments in it. I really loved the Doctor Strange cameo that we already knew was going to be in it, but still. Odin, I felt, wasn't in it enough, to be honest. I feel like, yeah, like you say, that was a bit of a disservice, to be honest. Especially for such a good
Yeah,
actor.
yeah. You don't bring him back
No, Anthony
for 5 minutes,
Hopkins.
do you?
It felt a little bit discombobulated and not all over the place, but not as coherent and as previous Marvel movies. So it's not top tier. Yeah, I might buy the Blu-ray. Yeah, I'm gonna buy the Blu-ray. But yeah, I couldn't compare it to Winter Soldier,
No,
to be honest.
no,
It doesn't even come
no.
close for me
I
on that one.
don't think it wants to be compared to that either, though. Which is a
No, definitely
point
not.
for
It's a
another
different,
podcast, Pete, maybe. But
maybe
it's
definitely
just
a
that,
difference.
yeah, without a doubt. I'm actually going to go see it again next weekend. It's my birthday, so I'm gonna convince my girlfriend to go and pay for me, so I can watch it again. I enjoyed it enough to give it another watch, and I've already pre-ordered it on 4K. But I'm just obsessed with movies in general, so that's probably why.
Oh yeah, I
No,
had no
not a clue.
idea.
It's not like I speak about them. or write about him, or rant
No,
about
me
him, or
either.
tweet about him.
No, me
I'm
either.
let's drop a little hint now. I suppose the next podcast theme will probably be Shazam.
Sorry, I was waiting for you to turn into a huge Shazam fan.
Shazam! No, it didn't work. Nah,
Did it not?
there's a hole in my roof though.
Ah, that's a shame. Oh, that's why, because somebody got cast. Yeah.
Right, we will discuss that next time, maybe. All right.
Yeah, right. Well, see you
Thank you for
next time then.
listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.